Over the years, Senator Pat Jones has watched educational funding proposals come and go, proposals which sometimes meant financial hard hits to Park City schools. But she says she's come up with a proposal that, with more than a month out before the 2014 legislative session starts, she hopes to get buy-in early on. She says her proposal would pump millions directly into the classroom by simply eliminating the personal exemption for the Utah state income tax.
All of the state's income tax money by law is directed to public education, and higher education can use it also. But because it is income tax, the way we have it now is that when people get deductions, exemptions on their income tax, that money automatically comes out of the school funding. And so what you have now is you have families with so many children that they literally pay no income tax. So what this does is it eliminates the one state income tax exemption. People still get all of their charitable contributions, their mortgage interest, disability exemptions, church ties, and so forth. That is still there. They also get their federal dependent exemption still, but it would eliminate the state exemption, the one personal exemption. And by doing that, it brings in that $400 million a year that is ongoing, and it would be indexed to inflation, so it would grow as the economy grows.
Unlike equalization bills of the past, she says every school will share in some of this new ongoing funding that would go directly into a restricted fund, bypassing the State Office of Education.
It is ongoing, and it's new money. It brings in about $400 million a year, and it would be divided. When we talk about equalization, this is a fair equalization because it's bringing in new money. The first 10% would go to every school in the state equally by the student population. And the second, the 90% would go based on the student population. So it means to Park City School District, well, for instance, for Park City High School, it means about a little over $750,000 a year.
Utah is the only state she knows of that uses its income tax to fund education. And what's happened, she says, is that when large families get a large number of deductions, they're paying very little, if anything, to educate their kids.
It doesn't make any sense to me to have those who use the system most pay little or nothing for it. And I think this brings us some fairness, and I think it brings us some responsibility, because education, as we all know, helps everyone. It doesn't just help a few. So it's an investment in our kids.
The bill, she says, wouldn't raise the tax rate. It would just close off a tax loophole.
We reduced the state income tax from 7 to 5% a few years ago, and that ate into our school education fund by doing that. But the real amount that people pay, the actual effective rate, is well below 5%. And it still stays below 5% even with this bill, because of there are so many exemptions and deductions in our state tax system.
A provision of the bill that lets individual schools decide how to spend the money, which is then formally approved by the local school board, is something that both Democrats and Republicans, she said, like about the bill.
It's similar to the school trust lands money. So the structures are already in place. So it basically funds our school improvement plans. And those plans are already in statute. It's just that we have very little monies to do what we want to do and need to do in our public school systems. So this would allow the school community councils to come up with a school improvement plan, which they're doing now to some degree. But this funds that. So that, for instance, if the school is lower in reading, or maybe they'd like the arts program in their school, or the music program, or a school nurse, or some counselors, or some more teachers to lower class sizes, then that school improvement plan, the school itself, the people in that community would make the decision for their school, and this would fund that. It would have to be approved by the local elected school board.
As to whether she has the support of the leadership of the LDS Church, whose members tend to have the state's largest families, Jones can't say, but she says she has met with them to explain the reasoning behind her bill.
I can't speak for them. They're aware of it. I have met with them a couple of times over the years, and in fact, a couple of months ago again, and they listen intently. And, you know, that's all I can say about that. I haven't heard anything from them to say that they would be against this at all. In fact, what I've heard back is that people feel like this is pro-education. This is, and education is a family value.
That's Utah Senator Pat Jones. While she says she's had a lot of interest and support in the bill from both parties, she says she has no idea what the prospects are in getting it approved. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.